Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Wayne Causey. Batting third. The left fielder, Larry Stahl. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rocky Colavito. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gentile. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ed Charles. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Nelson Matthews. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Duncan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, John O'Donohue. Pitching for the Kansas City Athletics, John O'Donohue. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Mike Hershberger. Batting second. The left fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting third. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Bill Skowron. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Ken Berry. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cam Carrion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Horlan. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Joe Horlan. And now, play ball. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss misplays the ball. That's an error on Weiss. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion fires to first and picks off Campaneris. One out. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Skowron scoops it up and throws to first, with Horlan covering, for the out. Two outs. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles juggles the ball. That's an error on Charles. Berry moves to second. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John O'Donohue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Donohue is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 1 in the game. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Horland fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe Horland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horland hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 0 for 1 in the game. Hershberger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen takes first base on ball 4. Robinson moves to second. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey misplays the ball. That's an error on Causey. Hansen scores. Skowron moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 1 in the game. Causey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 1 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 1 in the game. Colavito hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrion hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan bunts towards the mound. O'Donohue fields it and throws to first for the out. Carrion moves to second. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hershberger hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Matthews, who is chasing the ball. Hershberger reaches third base with a triple. Carrion scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 1 in the game. Gentile hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 1 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hansen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stahl, who is chasing the ball. Hansen reaches third base with a triple. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Skowron hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hansen tags and scores. One out. It's 5-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward strikes out. Two outs. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Berry takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive towards third. Charles reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jose Tartabull pinch hits for John O'Donohue. Jose Tartabull is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tartabull is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 2 in the game. Campaneris strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Orlando Pena now pitching. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carrion hits a pop-up towards first. Gentile settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 1 in the game. Horlan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campanera scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Hershberger takes first base on ball 4. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hershberger. The throw from Duncan and he is safe. Hershberger steals second. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hershberger moves to third. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peña fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 2 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0 for 2 in the game. Stahl hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rocky Colavito is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colavito is 0 for 2 in the game. Colavito strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gentile juggles the ball. That's an error on Gentile. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to second. Two outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 3 in the game. Weiss hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy McCraw now playing first base. Jim Gentile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gentile is 0 for 2 in the game. Gentile hits a line drive towards first. McCraw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Charles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Charles is 0 for 2 in the game. Charles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nelson Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Cam Carrion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrion is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kerryon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Horlan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horlan is 0 for 2 in the game. Horlan hits a fly ball into right field. Colavito settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hershberger hits a fly ball into left field. Stahl settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Kerryon moves to second. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Charles fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerryon scores. Robinson moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson scores. Hansen moves to third. It's 7-0, White Sox. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Causey fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Duncan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Manny Jimenez pinch hits for Orlando Pena. Manny Jimenez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jimenez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0 for 3 in the game. Campaneris takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey is 0 for 3 in the game. Causey hits a fly ball into center field. Barry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 7, and Kansas City Athletics, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.